We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Wildcat Weekly Podcast. I'm voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, alongside his longtime color analyst, Stan Weber, as we talk Kansas State football. Today's podcast is presented by GrainCraft. GrainCraft is a proud and longtime supporter of Kansas State athletics. Well, we're previewing the 2020 Kansas State football season that we hope will be a good one. We hope we'll be on time. We'll see about that. Time will tell. But today, following the quarterbacks and the running backs, we'll take a look at the offensive line and the tight ends on the show today. And Stan, welcome. I guess it's pretty obvious that if there's one area of concern going into this new football season, it's rebuilding that K-State offensive line that was awfully solid a year ago.
No doubt about it, Wyatt. It's the number one thing that K-State fans and we and the K-State coaching staff are looking at to answer some questions compared to last year. And the first thing I think you start out with when you think of college football and any big-time football is it's not only the athletes that are trying to execute, it's also the coaching staff that is working with them. And I do get kind of a warm, comfortable feeling, Wyatt, because I want to say something here and see what you think. But when you think about an offensive line coach and a tight end coach combination, if every school has two different guys coaching those two groups, I don't think anybody has a better combination than K-State. Courtney Messingham is K-State's tight ends coach. You think about the offensive coordinator is usually the quarterback's coach, but Courtney Messingham is the tight ends coach for K-State. And then Connor Riley does a great job working with offensive linemen. And then those two guys together just seem to be like a perfect glove on hand fit. So I'm really happy that K-State has those two guys focused in on this position group. And they have a challenge, Wyatt, because the good news from last year's 2019 season is that the Wildcats offensive line started every single game, and they made it through together and worked well together. But we look down and suddenly say, oh, wait a second, they're all seniors. And that means you don't have them back. So here we go with the offensive line. It's going to be fun to introduce some new names. Courtney Messingham in an interview session that he had during the month of April mentioned that there may be as many as 12 players that have a chance to be in a fight to get in the rotation, to be part of the best seven guys, to be even a starter. That's very exciting for them individually. It's going to be fun for us to watch which names show up, who can develop and take the next step. And the one guy I think that we feel most comfortable with, and why wouldn't you, is Josh Rivas, because he really was in the rotation last year. He was a sixth guy on the line, but he was in as if he's a starter. So he kind of, to me, is the other returning starter.
Yeah, it's very interesting you said that about the 12 players, because you hope that you can have six, seven, or eight that are ready to go in the fall at the appropriate time with having 12 guys. They may not have the same experience as Scott France and Evan Curl, Adam Holtorf, Tyler Mitchell, and Nick Kaltmeyer, but good quality players. You mentioned Rivas. He is a guy that, going into this season, Stan, has started only two times, but he's played in 25 games in his career, and he's a good-looking player. I don't think there's any doubt between he and Noah Johnson, who the coaches have raved about in the spring in terms of his leadership, probably will be the leaders of this bunch, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right, Wyatt. First of all, if you don't know, the Josh Rivas story comes from a football powerhouse in the state of Kansas at Hutchinson High. And he also is a guy that came in and lost a lot of weight. You know, as much as 60 pounds he lost to be in football shape for the Big 12. So he's redone his body, turned it into muscle, and now he's had the experience. Those two starts you mentioned were under Bill Snyder as a freshman. And then last year, he never got officially to run out with the first team, but he was in the rotation all the time. He's a guy you got to lean on and hope that he ends up taking another step and becomes your best offensive lineman. You always start with center, Wyatt. If you don't have a big-time guy at a position where you just want to talk about that left tackle or something like that, you normally would start and say, one of the guys that has to be a rock and is going to be a leader of the offensive line is going to be the center. And Noah Johnson, a fifth-year senior, is a guy that fits that bill. It looks like he's ready. He hasn't started. He hasn't played that much. He's a junior college transfer from Butler. But he's the guy I think that they can count on. They believe has got great leadership skills and stepped up in what they've seen so far. Fully expect him to be the starting center. So you're right. Noah Johnson, Josh Rivas, those are the places you start with the most sound guys, the highest leadership guys, some real veterans, a fifth-year guy in Johnson, a fourth-year guy in Rivas. And then you probably have to look at the next most likely guy or two to step up and be a part of the line. And you're looking for the five best players. You hope there's any way you can sort this out to get the five best out there. But Cooper Beebe has the upside potential. Only a youngster, a redshirt freshman, got in a little bit last year but did not use up his redshirt. So hasn't used up any eligibility. But another kid from Kansas, a Piper High School, new to K-State, likely that he could step in and be a factor. You know, there's no guarantee, but because he's a junior, he's been around, he's played at a pretty high level at Butler, you'd expect him to have a real opportunity to fight for a starting position for the Wildcats.
Yeah, that's Dawson Del Forge from Wamego, Kansas, and I think the coaches are expecting him to come in and compete. Whether he wins a job or not, probably on his shoulders there. But let's backtrack for just a second. Let me ask you specifically about Cooper Beebe, because you're right. The coaches have really raved about him from the get-go. How much do you really know about him, Stan? We know one thing for sure. He is a big, strong guy that probably weighs even more than 320 pounds, so he's a big cat, no doubt.
Well, Wyatt, you've got to be very truthful and realistic about that, because you ask a great question. You know, people talk in a manner of having such great expertise a lot of times when, in my opinion, they really haven't had a chance to see that much. And that would be the case with Cooper Beebe. It's not as if I know exactly what he does, because you know what I evaluate more than anything is what they do on the field. And so we've seen him a little bit. It's mostly what you hear from the coaches, what you see with his work ethic, what you see with his body type, and how he looks at practice when we get a chance to watch. They're all thumbs up right now, but it is a great question to never take for granted. Just because we talk up a player and say he's got all the potential in the world, weighs almost 350 pounds and looks the part, you got to get out in the field and do it. So we need to say that in terms of being fair to a Cooper Beebe, that you know we must understand and all be patient if he or his parents or high school coach, anybody that's friends of his are listening. It's unfair to just act like some guy's a star who hasn't even used up any of his eligibility yet. It's not easy to be a college football player, and it takes time. And you can be a superstar your junior and senior year and not see the field your freshman and sophomore year. So still a lot of questions. I can talk about some attributes, but there's no way I can tell you how Cooper Beebe's play is, Wyatt, without seeing more of him in game action.
Yeah, that's very well said. And yet, Coach Kleiman and others really rave about this kid, his work ethic and potential, and you certainly want to build off of that potential. Stan, one of the really neat stories from my perspective from a year ago was Evan Curl, who had been virtually a backup his entire career. Last year goes out and wins a starting job. When I think of that, I think towards this year, maybe that could happen for a Katori Levenston or a Ben Adler or a Christian Duffy. You certainly hope so anyway.
Yeah, you think about Evan Curl playing that guard position, and I immediately think about Ben Adler, a kid from Wichita who has a chance to make that step and be a part of the starting group if he ups his play. A fourth-year guy, Ben Adler, has that chance. It'd be a great story if we're talking about him next year like we are Evan Curl right now. With a couple of tackles K-State's looking at, Wyatt, they have big opportunities. I mean, they have an ability to really play at a high level and just haven't been given that chance. Especially you think about Katori Leviston. He's a guy, Wyatt, that we can talk about even as first team all Big 12. If he puts it all together and gets an understanding and works well with the rest of the offensive line, he has big time potential. A third year guy. Hey, he's not from Kansas, surprisingly. A young man from Texas, but Katori Leviston and Christian Duffy are players that have a chance to really get some things done. We'll see again how they work together. Harrison Creed's a player that you talk about. Hey, there's even a player that Logan Long used to be a tight end, Wyatt, has been moved over. If you don't know, changed to number 71, and Logan Long's going to give it a shot in the offensive line. And one of the things that's interesting about what Coach Messingham said as an offensive coordinator, he really isn't looking just for the five best offensive linemen. He's looking at the combination of the five guys that work the best together. It's almost like you're putting a band. You know, you don't need five lead singers. You just need to have guys who can play their instrument and it sounds best together. And it's an interesting take. You don't hear people talk about it that way very much. I thought it was awesome to hear him say that, you know, you got to do your job, but you better work with the others, because he's looking for five guys that work together the best.
Well, you mentioned earlier, too, that Coach Messingham coaches the tight ends, and let's transition from the O-line to the tight end now. And probably the most productive returner in that group is Nick Linners, a redshirt junior, 13 catches a year ago. Obviously, Sammy Wheeler was injured in the KU game. You hope you have him at some point, but how do you feel about the tight ends going into this next season?
Well, first thing I think about injuries when you say their names. Boy, Nick Linners just got hurt so early in the two seasons ago that he missed a whole season. I'm glad he was a factor last year and he's the guy you lean on. But then Sammy Wheeler this year gets hurt, plays seven games. I think Sammy Wheeler's doing well, Wyatt. I'd expect him to be back. And even if we start on time in the fall, I think Sammy Wheeler could get back and be a big factor. So those two guys are right where you start. You got Connor Fox is a redshirt freshman trying to move his way up in the world. And then Hillard Cozine is a Butler County spring walk-on. I mean, and again, because he's played junior college, is a little bit older, that he may have a chance to be a part of the mix. And you got a couple of freshmen who've made their way on the campus early. Will Swanson, Christian Moore, two recruited kids. One Swanson from Nebraska and then Christian Moore from Huntington Beach, California. Those guys all have a chance to step in, because after Linners and Wheeler, you know, not a lot of experience behind those guys.
Yeah, very, very interesting to see how that all shakes down. And we've said this before, and I know in an earlier program we talked about the fullbacks, but the tight ends and fullbacks in K-State's offense, Coach Kleiman will tell you there's not a lot of difference there. So hopefully there will be enough depth this fall for both of those positions, Dan, no question.
Yeah, I think you're right, Wyatt, but there's so many ways to skin the cat, and that's the cool thing. We'll talk about receivers at a later podcast, Wyatt, but you can put four wide receivers out there. You can put five. You can have two running backs in the backfield. You can have two tight ends. You can have three. There's tons of combinations. I love Courtney Messingham's playbook, Wyatt. It utilizes all those strategies. So if there's an injury, if there's someone who steps up and is someone they want to get the ball to or get on the field, make a big block, Courtney Messingham has a lot of tools to use. So it's really up to all these guys to be ready, earn their playing time. And if you're good enough, K-State will use two or three tight ends. If they're a little bit short in that area, they'll most likely use a fullback. But the neat thing about Chris Kleiman football is the utilization of players. I mean, you better be ready, Wyatt. You may call yourself a third string X. You know, like I'm a third string tight end. You better be ready, because they may put you in. They actually play these guys. And you're really going to see it in a couple years, Wyatt. When this offensive line gets sorted out, and they get the recruits in they want, do you realize they don't want the five linemen out there playing all game? They would love to see seven or eight guys rotating in a normal rotation. I've never seen it on an offensive line. But I believe these guys when they say they want to do that. When Connor Riley tells me, I would love to see seven guys rotating in like no big deal, my jaw dropped to the floor when I first heard that and I met him.
Yeah.
Now I believe in Wyatt. They haven't been able to do it yet, but they're going to.
I'm with you, my man. Hey, that's a look at the offensive line and tight ends. Thanks so much for joining us for the program today. Our podcast presented by GrainCraft. GrainCraft is a proud and longtime supporter of K-State Athletics. Next up on the show, we'll talk about wide receivers next week. For Stan Weber, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks for listening, and go Cats.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.